Proclamation number 2528 of October 30th, 1942. Imperishability. Power from God. Creation. Nothing can be lost in the universe, because everything is power from God, which is imperishable. This immortality is therefore inviolable as soon as God is recognized as an eternal being. But immortality is also an explanation for the meaning and purpose of all creation, for since nothing is lost, creation must absorb everything that has emerged from God in order to return to Him again after an infinitely long time. And consequently, creation itself must also be something imperishable, even though it is constantly changing. It may appear to the eye to be transient, but it is essentially imperishable spiritual substance, i.e., power that has emerged from God. God saw molded this power into something objective, and His wisdom and love gave this objective a purpose, because all power must change into activity if it is to become effective. Thus creation is also in perpetual activity, it does not remain lifeless but testifies to constant life because it harbors the power emanating from God which drives it to constant activity. Only the activity is apparently inhibited, i.e., reduced to a minimum, in the works of creation which are visible to the human eye as solid form, as rock. Nevertheless, this form is also in constant activity, for it who does not remain in the same state but is in a constant state of change. However, any change is not a transience of the old, but rather it remains in its original substance, only forming itself anew. And even that which is no longer visible to the human eye is still, because that which is of God cannot eternally pass away, but flows back to God again. Yet the fact that the strength becomes form is based on God's wisdom and love, because thereby the strength in itself increases and thus becomes increasingly more effective in the work of creation, which God's love allowed to arise in order to receive the strength constantly emanating from Him. Amen.